Plus one?
Yeah, yeah. Plus one. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn on your record players and get ready to drop the needle on another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over 5 rounds so they can say they are the masters of the Inquisition. So let's meet this week's players. So on Team 1 this week, we have James Preston and Tejas Gangavaram.
Hello.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys, how's it going? On Team 2, we have John Poston and Garth Evers.
Hey.
How are you doing, guys?
Good.
So what would be one quiz question that always makes you smile, or that one quiz question that you'd always think to ask someone else? Anyone have any particular favourites?
It's not my favourite, but it's one I learned recently about the size of space. So if you take the sun and you shrink it down to the size of a piece of corn, I don't know why you'd want to do that, but if you did that, the nearest star to the sun, Proxima Centauri, would be about the size of a grain of sand. How far away do you think it would be from the piece of corn?
100 miles.
1,000 kilometers?
2 light years.
Okay. All right. Well, 200 kilometers. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty
wow.
far.
That's pretty far. Anyone else, any favorite quiz questions that you've heard of?
There's always the, you know, you can tell a rookie quizzer, there's always the ones don't ask, you know, how many continents are there? What's the biggest island in the world? You know, it's like, you just know there's going to be an argument. Like,
so. I know. Does Australia count as an island?
Yeah, exactly, yes. How Greenland, tour of its ice.
Anyway, we get started?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move on to round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass it to the other team who can answer it for 1 risk-free point. So here we go. Team number one, James and Tejas. In the game Bingo, which number has the nickname Two Little Ducks? Which number has the nickname Two Little Ducks?
22?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
22.
You're going to go for it? Yeah, 22 is correct. Nice, 2 points. And team two, John and Gar. In the game Bingo, which number has the nickname Two Fat Ladies?
88.
2 points as well. Question number two to team one. What was the last one-word film title to win the Oscar for Best Picture? What was the last one-word film title to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Yeah. A Parasite?
You're going to go for Parasite? It is incorrect. It was Coda in 2022.
Oh.
And team two, what was the last two-word film title to win the Oscar for Best Picture? The last two-word film title to win Oscar for Best Picture.
Oh, no, is one more thing.
Yeah.
Are we passing?
Pass, yeah.
Pass.
You're going to pass it over, team?
Is it Green Book?
It is Green Book, so I'm going to get a point on that.
Yeah,
Green.
I forgot about Coda.
Green Book for 2018. Team 1, in what sport are the Ashes awarded?
Is it cricket?
It is cricket, yeah. 2 points. And team 2, in what sport is the Green Jacket awarded?
Golf.
It is golf. 2 points to team number two. Question 4, team 1. I don't need the names of all of them. I just need a number. How many planets are visible to the naked eye from planet Earth? Not including Earth, which you can see by looking out the window.
So Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, I think.
So you can see all of them probably.
maybe not at the same time, but okay. Different times. So I think 5.
You're going to go with 5?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. 2 nice. Points, very yeah. good. And team 2, which planet is the hottest in the solar system? Which planet is the hottest in the solar system?
Venus, I think.
Closest to the sun.
It's got an atmosphere, yeah. Go with that?
Yeah.
We're going with Venus.
Correct, 2 points, well done. And final question of the round, team number one. By population, what is the second largest city in the state of Florida?
Well, so Miami would be one,
one,
I guess.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale.
Maybe could it be...
Okay, try your one.
Tampa? Tampa.
You're going to go with Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa.
It's incorrect. It is Miami. Miami's the second largest.
Okay.
I'm guessing probably Orlando was first.
Oh, Orlando, yeah.
I don't think so.
We can check it at the break if you want.
No, I trust your research.
Orlando, I think, just has like the tourism that goes in that. Okay. I think it's really a population center on its own.
Uh-huh. Okay, and team number two, question five, by population, the second largest city in New York State. The second largest city in New York State.
Let's go with that one, let's go with that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Albany?
Sorry, incorrect, it is Buffalo.
Of course.
Buffalo. So at the end of round number one, team one have picked up 3 points, team two have picked up 4. Okay, we'll move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point each. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. So here we go, question one. What is the most common hair color in the world? What is the most common hair color in the world? Okay, question number two. Which is longer, the Panama Canal or the Suez Canal? Which is longer, the Panama Canal or the Suez Canal? Question number three. This question was actually on my very first quiz in the James Joyce in January 2016. Where is the Sea of Tranquility located? Where is the Sea of Tranquility located? Question number four. Which Scandinavian city has the largest population? Which Scandinavian city has the largest population? And question number five, the NASDAQ is a stock exchange based in which city? The NASDAQ is a stock exchange based in which city?
Yeah, so you want to go for yours then?
That was my first thing, so.
Yeah, let's just stick with that, yeah.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number two. Team one, the most common hair color?
Black.
And team two?
Black.
A point and a point. Team two, what's longer, Panama Canal or Suez Canal?
Suez.
And you guys said?
Panama.
Suez Canal is 193 kilometers, Panama is only 82, so Suez is correct. 2 points to team number two there. Question number three, team one, where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Moon.
And team two?
Moon,
point and a point. Question four, team two, which Scandinavian city has the largest population?
We went Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, and you guys said?
Stockholm.
It is Stockholm.
Go with your instincts.
And team one, the NASDAQ is based in which city?
New York.
And team two?
New York.
It's a point and a point. So at the end of that round, each team picked up 5 points, which means team one is on 8 points and team two is just ahead on 9.
Nail biter.
Ooh.
Moses. Okay, we move into round number three, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points, and there's a bonus 3rd point if they get their answer bang on. So here we go with round three, question one. How many stations are served by the London Underground? How many stations are served by the London Underground?
All lines.
Yeah.
Like, they don't actually have to be underground stations, or...?
Some of them would be above ground, yeah. Mm,
Heathrow.
Okay, question two. In which year was the Ottoman Empire dissolved? In which year was the Ottoman Empire dissolved?
Yeah, I think after the...
Or was it, like, yeah...
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Question number three. In what year were the first Nike Air Jordan trainers released to the public? In what year were the first Nike Air Jordan trainers released to the public? It's a year after Jordan himself started wearing them. He had them, and then the year after they were released to the public.
Should have watched the
documentary.
No.
Okay, question four. In what year did the Schengen Agreement come into effect? In what year did the Schengen Agreement come into effect?
Come into effect?
Yeah.
Okay, not when it was signed.
Proposed or anything, but when it became effective.
A year after.
Okay, last question, number five. Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon from 2011 has the record for most cars destroyed in a movie. How many cars were destroyed? Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon 2011 has the record for most cars destroyed in a movie. How many?
Okay, there was the red one.
But if it was transformed into a robot, would it count as being a car when it was destroyed? I haven't seen the movie, I have no idea. Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number three. Team two, how many stations are served by the London Underground? You guys said?
300.
300, and you guys said?
120.
Correct answer is 272, so 2 points to team two there. Team one, in which year was the Ottoman Empire dissolved?
1921.
1921, and you guys said?
1919.
It's 1922,
oh, right.
So two nice, points to team nice. One. Team two, what year did the first Air Jordans be released to the public?
88.
88, and you guys said?
91.
91.
91, it was 85. Oh. 2 points.
Yeah,
two,
I said 86, but okay. That's when he won his MVP, but I wasn't sure,
Team one, what year did the Schengen Agreement come into effect?
We said 1975.
75, and you guys said?
2006.
2006, it was 1995. So you guys are 1 year closer by my estimation.
You did say that we love the story.
We mixed up the freedom of movement.
Uh-huh.
Lisbon.
Yeah.
So 1995, well done, another 2 points there to team two. And team number two, how many cars were destroyed in Transformers 3 Dark of the Moon?
500.
500, and you guys?
Yeah.
150.
It was 532.
Jesus.
2 points to
retention, baby.
Yeah. that was off. Yeah.
That was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah.
So at the end of that round, team one picked up 2 points. They are on 10. Team two picked up 8 points. They are now on 17. Something of a commanding lead. Okay, so we move on to round number four, which is called Knockout. We'll have two parts to this. The teams are given categories with multiple answers, and we go back and forth, and the team members answer individually, so no conferring. They get 1 point for a correct answer, and if they keep on being correct, they can keep on going. If they get an answer wrong, they are knocked out for the rest of the round for that category. And the team with the lowest score starts, which is team number one, so we'll go James, Gar, Tejas, John. Everyone ready? So let's do the knockout part one. This one is, name a river that flows through or beside an EU capital city. If a city has two rivers, name the biggest river. So a river that flows through or beside an EU capital city. So James?
Vltava.
You're going for the Vltava in Prague. You are correct. That is 1 point. Gar?
Liffey.
Liffey in Dublin. You are correct. 1 point. Tejas?
The Seine.
The Seine in Paris, you are correct. 1 point, John.
The Danube.
The Danube for Vienna, Budapest, and Bratislava. That's a point, James.
Sorry, did you say EU or Europe?
EU.
EU.
Kind of done most of the main ones now.
Yeah.
Well, the Danube took out a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was going to say Thames, but
say it.
It's that chair. It does something to you about Britain.
Oh, the Tiber.
The Tiber, yeah, in Rome, that's 1 point. Gar?
Oh, I was going to say the Tiber. The Spray in Berlin.
The Spray in Berlin, 1 point. Well done, take us.
Is the Volga, was it said already?
Again?
Volga?
The Volga?
Yeah.
Incorrect, the Volga is not on the list. Take us in front now. John?
The Vistula?
The Vistula, which is in Warsaw. Well done, 1 point. James?
The Elbe.
The Elbe does not flow through any capital cities. Team 1 is completely frozen out. Gar?
Lisbon, is it?
Lisbon, no, it's not correct. John? It's open house now for your extreme knowledge of European rivers.
Could it be the Po?
The Po does not flow through any capital cities. So just at the end of the first part, team one picked up 3 points, you're on 13, and team two you picked up 4 to bring you to 21. There's the Senna in Brussels, Iskra Sofia, Sava in Zagreb, Pedios in Nicosia, Pirita in Tallinn, Vanta in Helsinki, the Ilissos or the Cephisus, both in Athens, Daugava in Latvia, Vilnia in Vilnius, Alzette in Luxembourg City. Here's one I thought you might have got, Amstel in Amsterdam, the Tagus in Lisbon, Dambovica in Bucharest, Ljubljanica in Ljubljana, Manzanares in Madrid, and Soderstrom in Stockholm. Mm. So, tough one there.
I think we all went to our limit there. In the region of Madrid, though, right? There's one river in Madrid.
It's close to it. Well, I think your knowledge of European rivers is about the same as your knowledge of Disney princesses.
I'm pretty sure none of them exist, by the way.
Okay, we'll move on to the knockout part two. This time I asked ChatGPT to name 20 iconic guitarists. 20 iconic guitarists. So we'll go James, Gar, Tejas, John again. James?
Jimi Hendrix.
He was number one on the list. Gar? It's not ranked, by the way. He was number one.
Johnny Marr.
Johnny Marr is not there.
Oh, come on.
I don't run ChatGPT.
Loads of others.
I like Johnny Marr.
Yeah, how can Johnny Marr not be there?
He's not there, unfortunately.
He's like best guitarist of his generation.
I'll tell you, after the episode, ask ChatGPT why Johnny Marr is not there.
But I had loads of others. I was just trying to be niche.
Okay, well, you're so niche that you're out.
Now that is niche.
Okay, Tejas?
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page, yeah, 1 point. John?
Edward Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, yeah, 1 point. James?
Brian May.
Brian May is there, that's a point. John?
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton is there, 1 point. Tejas?
Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler, yeah, 1 point. John?
Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck, yeah, very good. James?
David Gilmour.
David Gilmour, yeah, 1 point. John?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yngwie Malmsteen is not there, I'm afraid. Team 2 are frozen out. Tejas?
Angus Young.
Angus Young from AC/DC is there, yeah. James? You could catch up a bit here, guys. You're just about at the level of Disney Princess knowledge. Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is there, 1 point.
Joe Bonamassa, I don't know.
I can't remember his full name properly, but I know who you mean. No, he's not on the list.
Okay, yeah.
James, it's up to you.
Slash
from Guns N' Roses is there, 1 point.
Of course he is.
Yeah, this one might be a bit, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is not there.
Good call.
Yeah.
So at the end of that, Team 1, you picked up 8 points, bringing you up to 21. Team 2, you picked up 3, bringing you up to 24. So it's made it a lot closer.
So they really turned the tables.
Is BB King on that list?
BB King. Gosh. Paul Weller, no. Carlos Santana. Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Ronnie Wood.
Yeah. Ronnie I knew Wood, the first name Keith.
George Harrison. Second name.
George Harrison, Chuck Berry, Dwayne Allman, Tommy Iommi, Joe Satriani, and Prince.
Oh. You know, I was going to say, Johnny Marr, come on, man. The Smiths.
Yeah. So yeah, 21, Team 1, 24, Team 2 at the end of that round.
Just can't keep a lead.
That's what my dog said.
Boom.
Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer without going bust gets 2 points. Teams must have their answers clearly written by the end of the time. You'll have about 45 seconds after I read the questions. So please add up the following numbers. The number of official languages in Ireland, plus the number of innings in a baseball game, plus, according to Wikipedia, the number of UK cities with a population of over 1 million, excluding metropolitan area, the number of Roger Federer Wimbledon singles titles wins, and the atomic number of oxygen. So the official languages in Ireland, the number of innings in baseball in a baseball game, the number of UK cities with a population over 1 million excluding metropolitan area according to Wikipedia, number of Roger Federer Wimbledon singles titles wins, and the atomic number of oxygen. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, about 10 seconds, guys. Yeah, I think just, and 5.
Yeah, this might be even lower than this.
3.
Actually, yeah, it's fine.
2.
Do you want to go one?
No,
one.
No, it's fine, I think.
Okay, guys, we got answers?
1 second.
Get it out of my.
Okay, so team 1, you guys said?
33.
And team 2, you guys said?
29.
Correct answer is 28. And you're going to hate me on this one, which is why I made sure this was in the second part of the recording, the second recording. Official languages in Ireland is 2, yeah. Irish and English.
Yeah.
Number of innings in baseball, 9.
Yeah.
UK cities, 1.
Yeah.
That's Birmingham.
That's right.
It actually counts the city of London as having an almost minuscule population. And like Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow, Belfast, all under 1 million. Roger Federer, 8 singles titles wins, and atomic number of oxygen is 8. So no points on the numbers round, so it still remains team 1, 21, team 2, 24. So we move into the final round, which is called Grab the Fruit. The teams are given 11 questions. First team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points, but if they're wrong or they take too long to answer it, it'll be passed over to the other team. If no team gets it right, we'll go back and forth. Team 1, what fruit did you choose?
Plum.
Yeah. And team 2?
Pear.
Pear. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, question 1. Who was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin?
Pear. Robert Plant.
2 points. Question 2. What is the painting La Gioconda or usually known as?
Plum.
Yep.
Mona Lisa.
Correct. 2 points. Question 3. What is the pH of pure water?
Plum.
Yep.
0.
No.
Pear. 7.
It is 7. 2 points to team 2. Question 4. According to the website wealthygorilla.com, what is the world's most expensive home? You all know the name of this place.
Pear.
Yep.
Buckingham Palace.
It is Buckingham Palace. Well done. 2 points to team 2. Question 5. Which company has its address at 1 Infinite Loop?
Pear.
Yep.
Meta.
No. Team 1?
Apple.
It is Apple. 2 points. Question number 6. In which country is the breakfast roll listed as a national dish?
Ireland.
It is one of our culinary gifts to the world. Fucking breakfast in a roll. Question number 7. Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Pear.
Yep.
Bishop.
It is a bishop. 2 points to team 1. Question number 8. How many Mels were in the Spice Girls?
Pear.
Yep.
2.
There was 2. 2 points to team 2. Question 9. What is the most commonly used letter in the English language?
Pear.
Plum.
E.
It is E. Well done. Question number 10. How many posts are on the field for Australian rules football?
Yep. 8.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 9. What do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple? Pear.
Pina colada.
And at the end of that round, team 1 picked up 10 points, team 2 picked up 12, which means the final score is team 1 finished on 31 points, team 2 finished on 36. So commiserations to James and Tejas, and well done, congratulations to John and Gar on a very hard fought victory, guys. So thank you very much.
Well done, guys.
Okay, and we... It was close, very enjoyable. If you'd have got the knockout right on someone. Okay, but anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks everyone for taking part. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Inquisition.
Try not to click the pens as well. I'm going to go get some non-clickable pens.
Pencils.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn on your record players and... Oh, fuck it.
Turn on your record players and fuck it.
Drop the needle.
I just gotta try to come up with the, like, get them more progressively retarded as the series goes on.
Can we just run with that metaphor for the whole show though? Like, DJ references and...
Do you want to go for that? Yeah,
can you do it like closer to the phone if it's possible?
That was a bit Mr. Bean, wasn't it? Yeah.
We have that exact same bowl.
Not anymore, Jamie. Not anymore.
I was wondering where it got to.
So, could you pop some popcorn?
For the record. Oh!
Yeah, it says Jacksonville is number one.
Oh, yeah.
We found our groove.
We're spinning now.
I think you need to mix up the questions.
Awesome question, Luke.